Street signs are not something we think much about here in the United States. We might even take them for granted. But in one of Pakistan's oldest cities, Lahore, street signs are rare. Two young entrepreneurs are hoping to change all that with a project to make street signs in Lahore commonplace. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Landlords built Lahore in a haphazard way over centuries. They didn't worry about city grids or sensible mapping. As a result, the city is renowned in Pakistan for being almost impossible to navigate, which is where my two local guides come in.
My name is Asim Fayaz, and I am 24 years old.
Yeah, my name is Khurram Siddiqui, and basically Asim and I got together because of TEDx Lahore, and we're just really interested in seeing how we can improve the urban arrangement and planning of Lahore right now.
TED is a U.S.-based foundation that promotes ideas in a variety of fields and often helps fund them. Asim and Khurram won a $10,000 grant from the TED Foundation to do something that seems pretty straightforward, put up some street signs in a pilot program in one neighborhood of Lahore. It sounds simple, but it could fundamentally change the city. To understand why, you need to know that getting around in Lahore and in lots of Pakistani cities is dependent on the kindness of strangers. You get a general direction from one person, and then you roll down your window and ask five or six more along the way. The people don't tell you the street names. They identify landmarks. Drive until you see the Habib Bank, then make a left, they say. When you see the corner shop with the Pepsi sign, make a right. There's such a dearth of street signs in Lahore. Last year, Google Maps began using landmarks, not street names, when it provided directions around the city. Khurram Siddiqui says that just isn't sustainable.
What we want to do is basically minimize dependence on landmarks, because for a long time, there was this building that was being built beside my house, and it took forever to be made. So people were like, yeah, just turn left where the construction is. And when the building was complete, people just couldn't find my house.
So Asim and Khurram decide to drive me down to Allama Iqbal Town, where they plan to launch a prototype of their street sign. It's one of the most densely populated localities in Lahore, and we go in search of the competition, namely existing street signs. They are few and far between. Asim spots the first one.
See that sign up there?
The little tiny one with the numbers on it?
Yeah, that's street sign.
That's a street sign?
Yes.
That's excellent.
The reason he's laughing? Because the sign is only a little bigger than a 5x7 index card, and it was all twisted metal and Urdu lettering. It was hanging about 10 feet off the ground on a pole, and it was almost impossible to spot. It turns out there's a bit of science to street signs.
What speed you're traveling, what direction you're looking at. The driver's eye shouldn't stray too far from the road. So there's a certain angle. And another constraint that comes in will be, obviously the cost of production.
The first phase of the project will include about 100 signs in a square block area of Iqbal Town. And the two entrepreneurs are hoping that local residents love their street signs so much they'll inspire other neighborhoods to follow suit. They don't think this will be easy. Pakistanis have been rolling down their windows to ask for directions every couple of blocks for generations. So Khurram and Asim plan an education campaign to convince Lahore residents that street signs are better. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Islamabad.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.